With the latest in your news on KDDR The Tornado from NewsDakota.com, I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. This week is National 4-H Week. Millions of youth, parents, volunteers, and alumni are encouraged to come together this week to celebrate the many positive development opportunities that 4-H can offer.
The theme for this year's National 4-H Week is Opportunity for All.
Danielle Dinger is an extension agent with Dickey County Extension Service. She is also the 4-H coordinator for the county.
So 4-H believes that young people in partnership with adults can play a key role in creating a more promising and equitable future for youth, their families, and their communities across the country. So happy National 4-H Week.
As part of 4-H Week, Dinger says they've received multiple STEM kits. She says these kits can teach kids critical thinking and observational skills they can use well into adulthood. Find the full story online at newsdakota.com. Rick Schuneman has served for nearly 23 years as the resource manager for Bald Hill Dam, northwest of Valley City, and now he's set to retire. Schuneman says it's been a great run since he started in January of 2000, but said sadly he and his staff have had to respond to drowning deaths on Lake Ashtabula.
Those things are real tough on the families and also on the people that have to respond to it.
Schuneman said on the positive side, the construction of new lake homes has doubled over the last two decades during his tenure.
Nice to have that piece of infrastructure here that creates that lake and provides opportunity for people to do a lot of different things out there. You know, there's a lot of cabins out on the lake as well. Over the years, that I've seen those cabin areas expand and develop, probably almost double the amount of cabin dock permits out there than when I started.
Scott Tickey, who's worked at the site for 29 years, will become the new resource manager of Bald Hill Dam.
Well, so, we're hoping to build on what Rich started out there and just keep things moving forward as we go into the future. And hopefully this spring will be a nice dry one, but we'll see what happens. We're ready if it's not.
That's your news on KDDR The Tornado from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.